Matt Flynn, direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going back to the lines, Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, Matt, I had the opportunity to get my first shot yesterday. Awesome. Feels, my arm's a little sore. It feels like one of my buddies who used to like punch me in the arm all the time. So it reminded me of him.
Congratulations. But, what kind of, which vaccine did you get?
It's apparently, I believe it's Pfizer because it's the two-shot one. And the second one comes on Biden's 100th day in office later in the month.
Great. Well, congratulations, Dick. So what's on your mind?
Well, Ron Johnson, again, is on my mind a little bit. And you read those numbers the other day about he's actually trailing in a mock-up against somebody. But there's somebody else that seems like he's sniffing around, like you like to say. And I think you know who I'm talking about, the former governor. Do you think there's any chance we could go from bad to worse and have him run for that Senate seat?
You know, that's a fascinating thing. Johnson, the other day, a poll came out, Tom Nelson, the Outagamie County executive, whom I know, good guy, and he's not the only candidate, by the way, in this, in the Democratic side, beats Johnson 48-44. So Johnson may not run. I personally don't think that Walker will run for the Senate, and I'll tell you why. Remember, Tommy Thompson tried to run for the Senate against Tammy Baldwin, remember, and lost. And a lot of people thought he couldn't lose. He got elected governor four times. Unlike Walker, who got tossed out because he was such a bad governor, Tommy Thompson was generally seen as a good governor. But even he, you don't just make that transition. You don't go to people and say, okay, I just want a job in the government, so you're not, you threw me out as governor, and now I want to be your senator. I don't see it, quite frankly. I just don't see it. I think that he could be beaten. The other thing is, with everything he did with Foxconn, you know, turning down $1 billion for trains, $1 billion for Medicaid, promising Foxconn up to $4.5 billion, tying up $1 billion already in government money for site preparation and roads. Why didn't some of that road money go elsewhere? Why didn't it go to La Crosse and Superior and Eau Claire? Why didn't it go to Keewaskum and Boltonville and Monroe and Milwaukee and Madison and a lot of other places and Ashland and Hurley? You know what I mean? Some of that, sprinkle it around a little bit. Why didn't it do it? It did it for Foxconn. He's bad news. No, I don't think he will. I think he's going to get a torrent of opposition and abuse. You know, what forward-thinking new ideas does he have? We've seen his ideas. They're crooked. Crooked ideas. He ran for president. He stood there passively at the debate, so he looked like the groom on a wedding cake, plastic, just stood there, dropped out in the Iowa, right in Iowa, sunk about $90 million and didn't get Schneider. Didn't get Schneider. Said he was jumping, he's dropping out because he wanted to stop Trump. Now he sucks up to Trump. He used to suck up to Reagan. Remember, his wife and he would celebrate Reagan's birthday like a holy day of obligation, and he would eat jelly beans and all this. Then when Trump came along, he said, Trump has accomplished more in his term of office than Reagan ever did. He turned on Reagan. They don't want him. They definitely do not want him. So I don't think he'll run. Thanks. We'll go back to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Hey, Matt, a couple of things. First of all, I couldn't agree with you more on Scott Walker. He's toxic. That's why they got him tucked away in something called Young America or whatever it is. He can't put his head out of the bunker. He comes back to the state, and you know this for a fact, he's alienated too many people. When he speaks here in Wisconsin, it's all underground. Hey, you know, you don't know until after it happens because they don't want any opposition, and they know how bad he is. But here's some good news. I ran through the news today. I do this every morning. I go through CNN and MSNBC and Fox and Newsmax and all that. Newsmax, my God, are the Republicans on their heels? And here's why. They claim the Voter Suppression Act in Georgia is more voter-friendly. Well, they're getting so much pushback from people all over the country, kind of like when Ron Johnson and Trump said they were hugging and kissing in the Capitol. No, they were murdering people. They were murdering people.
Right.
And to call Georgia's vote not restrictive, they're insulting the intelligence of all Americans. And that's what happens. They start insulting people and say, well, we're not that stupid. There are a conglomerate of CEOs in Georgia are pushing back against that voter suppression law. if that that kind of opposition continues to happen, where the Republicans, the far right, not the good Republicans, the far right are always on their heels, they aren't going to win a seat. Because people are going to look at it and say, we're not that stupid. We don't call kissing and hugging, murdering people. We don't call restricting the vote more options for voting. So again, as always, thank you for letting me speak my piece and have a wonderful day.
Same to you. Thanks for, yeah, you're right. It's right in 1984. Remember, war is peace and good is evil and all this stuff. And, you know, the fact of the matter is to say that Georgia is pro-voter and that somehow everything they do that's bad is somehow good is right out of the novel 1984 by George Orwell. Some people read it in high school. I did. And it's a very chilling novel. Thanks for calling in, Bill. Steady Eddie, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Steady Eddie?
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know, Matt, that we have forever chemicals in Madison in the water. They think it comes from the firefighting foam that they use at Truex Field for the F-16s.
Oh, yeah, so, right. In other words, you do have some of that in the Dane County area groundwater. Okay, I was mistaken on that. I always looked on Dane County as sort of a, you know, environmental central, and in a way it is. But if you have it in your groundwater, La Crosse has it in its groundwater, Kewaunee has it in groundwater, Marinette has it in its groundwater, you're absolutely correct that it's somewhat, it's totally attributable to firefighting foam, but there must be a way to make firefighting foam without forever chemicals and without discharge into the groundwater.
I thought of that too.
So, I stand corrected. I had not realized that it had penetrated Dane County groundwater, and the standard had been 15 parts per trillion. But, you know, if a very small child or an infant happens to drink water, you don't want any parts per trillion of a carcinogen in it. Something's got to be done, Steady Eddie. Something has got to be done. And it's not being done by the Republicans when they say you can't even test wastewater. You can't even test wastewater. Give me a break. So how do you clean it up? I think you have to present the bill to the corporations that did it. You have to present the bill to them. And then secondly, quite frankly, the state has to step in, but it's not going to do it. It would certainly not do it with a Republican governor. It's definitely not going to do it in divided government. When the lame duck legislation they rammed through in the last month or so of Walker's lame duck term, which he signed, that basically said Voss is the governor and the attorney general. That's basically what it said. I mean, obviously not in title or salary, but that's basically what it said, that he has to approve everything. They get to do everything. Every regulation has to come from them. They just got rid of the mask mandate, Republicans on the Supreme Court. I mean, how bad is that? How bad is that? Everybody in the country wants a mask mandate. Everybody's advocating, even Republicans, and we look like idiots. And we repealed the last mask mandate because Voss said, only I can do it. Okay, then do it. Well, no, I'm not going to do it. People have liberty. Okay, Voss. They say the DNR, the judge says, you can't have testing of groundwater without Voss's permission, i.e. the legislature. Okay, well, go ahead. Say, test for groundwater. How bad is that? If the wastewater is okay, then no harm, no foul. But if the wastewater is carcinogenic, then what you do is you tell the manufacturer, at least tell them. Maybe on their own they'll do something. Probably not, but at least tell them. But they won't do it. Steady Eddie, thanks for that information. Much appreciated. This is the end of the show today. Matt Flynn Direct. Going to be back on Monday. Same time, same place. Have a good weekend. Happy Easter and happy Passover to everybody. Matt Flynn Direct signing off.